بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ وعدنا موسى 40 ليلة ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده وأنتم ظالمون. In this ayat which we have been discussing, Allah Ta'ala reminds us of the great favors that He had bestowed upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Bani Israel. And in these favors, there are billions and trillions of other favors. And one great favor is also that we take lesson from these lessons. And we also correct our lives. And these favors were when Musa, Allah Ta'ala had called Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to Mount Tur and to make i'tikaf there for 40 days. This was the month of Zulqa'dah and the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. These were the 40 days that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was called by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went there accordingly, but at the behind him, his people and one particular person, Samiri, who was from his own people and who was a munafiq, he took a calf, the offspring of an ox, and he made the form of that. From here, ulama have written also at this point that to make the form in any way of any living thing for a human being is totally haram. That is photography, videoing, whatever type, TV, etc. Wherever animate human being, things with ruh, with life in them, this is totally haram. And we learn from the explanation of the ulama that idol worship had started in mankind also with this picture making. That right at the beginning, in the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and his people, after that, they were extremely, extremely pious people, totally dedicated to the worship of Allah Ta'ala. But as they had passed away, Shaitan went to the later people and asked them, how were these people? They said they were extremely pious people. They were mustajabud da'awat. Whatever dua they would make, it would be accepted. The ibadat of the day, the ibadat of the night, their character, in other words, very great people. So then he asked them that, how will you remember these people? Your offspring will come, how will they remember them? And in that way he encouraged them to draw pictures of them. And in this way that they can be remembered. From there he went gradually on to making idols of them. That is like statues, forms, idols of them. And then finally he got them, and this takes generations. It is not done overnight. Nobody at that time realizes what the evil consequences of my actions will be later. At that time it seems just a little bit of a compromise or a little bit of giving in, but eventually this leads to total destruction. And then he got the people of later generations to start worshipping these idols. And that is where idol worship came into mankind. So therefore our deen has been taught to us in this beautiful way to nip everything in the bud. Like for example, adultery is such a terrible crime. And how did Sharia stop it? They don't even look. Just the looking also. So we might think, what's wrong in just looking? But this finally leads towards adultery, and that leads towards so many other things. All things like this in our Sharia, we have been taught to cut it nip it in the bud. But many times we fail to understand it and we think, well, this is nothing wrong. We can get involved in it, our children can get involved in it, but we will leave this world generations later, then all this evil of it comes out. And to be on the safe, we have been taught in our Sharia in all these matters that we must not get involved in these things in the least. But so So all types of photography, videos, etc., things on YouTube and all the other things which are today available, a person, if he wants the goodness of himself, his progeny and his children, and for the ummah at large, we should totally shun all these things. And therefore, Shariat has made all these things totally haram. May Allah give us this understanding in all our matters of deen, that whatever is against deen, no matter how small it appears to be, but shun it completely. Because, and only in deen, and we have been taught to stick to the small, what we perhaps think as small matters, but to hold on to them very firmly, and totally to alienate ourselves, to cut ourselves off from everything which is against the strain of deen, which is against the mizaj of deen. Though we might think this is a nafil thing, it's a small thing, small makruh, yeah, but all these things lead to great destruction in the future. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand this and put it in our hearts and safeguard ourselves and safeguard the rest of mankind also. Here we see that how Samiri had made them, as we will discuss inshallah, he made them come to the stage of worshipping the calf. And what a stupid thing, but the people with brains fell for these stupid things also. May Allah guide us to righteousness.